Melissa Walker Campbell is on the air.
Asking the questions you want to know.
With sports' biggest and best name, Dallas Mavericks head coach Rick Carlisle.
And one of the ways you get high percentage threes is to get offensive rebounds and toss them back out. And if we don't get those rebounds, they're going to get them and toss them back out.
Now, rebounding is a massively important stat.
The fastest hour in radio. Big names, big sports talk. The Big E Sports Show, hosted by Melissa Walker Campbell.
Welcome back to another edition of our Beyond the X's and O's segment right here at eradiosports.com. I'm your host, Melissa Walker Campbell, and this week we're going to shine the spotlight on one of the all-time greats of the Dallas Mavericks, number 22, the great Rolando Blackman. Of course, when you come into the American Airlines Center, you look up into the rafters and you see your retired jersey there. I have to tell you, Rolando, this is a personal honor for me. I feel like I need to start off by quoting Marv Levy, "Where in the world would I rather be than right here, right now?" It's an honor. Thank you.
Thank you so very much. It's an honor for me also, too. It's just an important time in life, and I get a chance to see you and talk with you now, which is just great.
Well, it's true, and we are going to take time to reflect on your incredible career in the NBA, but there's a lot of hot topics right now surrounding the Dallas Mavericks. Let's talk about some of those timely, those relevant issues. It's all about playoff positioning right now. The stakes are very, very high. I want to get your analysis. Let's look at the Western Conference, because there's a mini logjam when you start looking at the 6th, 7th, 8th spot, and the Dallas Mavericks. There's no guarantees right now, but they are in the hunt.
Well, what's important about the team right now and where they are in their spirit, it's just very, very important that they understand and continue to move forward in the winning that they've been doing. I think anytime you have a guy like Dirk back now and you're just a few games out of the eighth spot, which means that you have to get through the eighth spot and also have to think about what's happening with Utah and being able to have your eyes forecast past those two teams. It's not just about catching LA, it's about moving forward and being past those teams and playing well going into the playoffs. And I think right now the team is fostering this kind of spirit and team camaraderie that they're putting the pieces into place right at the right time to being able to continue that. As long as you got a guy like Dirk in there, and you got some good things happening for you.
It is really remarkable when you step back and look at the start of the 2012, the 2013 season, so many dynamic changes that had taken place. And I've heard head coach Rick Carlisle talk about that they've had to face constant tests of persistence. You mentioned Dirk. I talk about the veteran leadership. This team has shown tremendous character and the amount of pride that they have shown. That's what's really helped them carry through.
Well, it's the character that starts from the coaching staff. I think anytime you have a guy like Carlisle, you have a guy like Jim O'Brien, I mean, you got Monty in there doing his thing. You got Coach Tony Brown, and you've got the rest of the characters around there that are putting these pieces forward. It's an important piece that starts there because there's been so many different changes, so many different lineups. I think 21 or 22 different lineups being able to put out there, and the guys are constantly going in and out of the lineup. It's important to foster that ability to go out there and perform, which is exactly what Coach Carlisle demands: is that you get on that court. He puts you on that court. It's your time, whether you're starting or not. Is to being able to put the ball in the hole, play great defense, and really just be accountable.
Well, everything is certainly coming together here in the month of March. So many quality wins. We think about on Tuesday night, the overtime win against the Clippers. That really says a lot about how everything is coming together. It's coming into fruition. But you look at so many of these wins, Utah, Brooklyn, and I think the bounce back win after that 1-point loss against San Antonio, coming back home to the AAC and taking care of business against Cleveland. This is a team that does not marinate on wounds and losses. They come back and they fight.
Well, they have a group of fighters, and also they have a group of guys that don't take into being second place. They want to get out there and to win and to really get the job done. When you have guys like Vince Carter, who comes off the bench, that keeps being the consistent nugget in being able to put wins on the board and being able to keep points going. O.J. Mayo, of course, Collison. You have a guy like Dirk who is back. And anytime you have Elton Brand and people who have come together now to being able to put the consistency on the board that's really necessary to being able to get these wins going.
Rolando, what are some of the lessons that we've had to learn? Because on the outside, myself looking in, defense really has to be the calling card. I mean, you can't give unequal effort on one end of the floor. You really have to bring it for a full 48 minutes, and you can't acquiesce from the belief that it's defense, and that is the core of Rick Carlisle's system.
Well, Monty Mathis always is jumping around each and every time you're talking about practice. You get a chance to see him excelling at the defensive end and making sure the guys understand that that's where the guts of everything starts. Being able to get good defense, they'll be able to now get into that flow offense that they have and getting good fast breaks, getting the opponents on their heels and moving that basketball off of good defensive stances that they have each and every time.
I'm glad you bring up assistant coach Monty Mathis, because I did have a chance to go to the Summer League, and that's one of the things that he shared with me, is that you can't afford to take possessions off. And I'm going to tell you something. We talk so many times about what a great offensive team and how deep they are as far as the Dallas Mavericks, but defensively, we have seen that they are very capable. They held Minnesota to 77 points, 17 block shots against New Orleans. Our big boy, Bernard James, I mean, seven block shots.
Seven blocks,
it was
yeah.
terrific.
Yes, he had, but anytime you have a guy like Monty Mathis on the coaching staff, and you have a great coaches like Jim O'Brien and, of course, Coach Carlisle, you know you're going to be set in the game plan. I sit up there and watch practices and understand that, man, I would love to be down there, because these guys are detailed, they understand what's happening, and the preparatory plan is set and ready to go. What you've got to do as players is to being able to execute. And once you know that as players and trust the format that's being given, you can get a good job done each and every time. And I think the guys have been doing that more consistently as this end of the season is coming through.
Well, the Dallas Mavericks are one of the top offensive teams. In fact, they're fifth in the NBA with fast break points. They average almost 17 per game. What are you seeing offensively now that we've seen some changes in terms of who's starting at the point guard position? We've got Mike James, which is a guy that has so much charisma. If you spend any time around him, he's just an engaging young man. And Darren Collison, I'm telling you, when he drops his shoulder and he goes to the rack, you cannot contain his dribble drive. We saw that against Oklahoma City.
Very much so, but I think both guards are doing a very, very good job. Anytime you have a guy like Mike James and you expect the continuity to be there on the floor right from the beginning, to being able to get the team set the pace as to how we're going to be running the offense, making sure guys are getting shots, putting the pace in where it now Darren Collison can come into the game and speed this game up, moving the game to a higher pace as far as the speed level is concerned, but still consistently not turning the basketball over. That's what's most important about our guards, is to make sure, keep the turnovers low, keep the basketball moving, and keep the players moving so that the ball gets to the right player at the right time.
Rolando, what are you seeing in the half-court offensive set? Because I have to share with all of our viewers and of our listeners, I went to one of the practices. I had a bird's-eye view, and I was up there watching Coach Carlisle and all the assistants, and they really wanted the guys to move without the basketball. They demanded that you have to make 20 passes before you could take a shot. You couldn't be out there dribbling and killing ants. I mean, you had to be very deliberate with your approach, and we're seeing that. We're seeing great ball movement, and we're seeing even the big guys that are making some nifty feeds to each other down low.
Well, it's completely unguardable anytime you move the basketball and move yourself. And I think when you look at a Coach Carlisle practice, you see everybody getting the basketball, doing pick and rolls, being able to move the basketball from side to side, and then taking care of the opportunities. Even when the ball is posted, you don't see guys just standing around. You see guys cutting down the lane, keeping the defense moving so that once there's a reaction by the offensive player, and the defense does react also, you have open players to pass the basketball to or re-penetrations that take place. So it just keeps the floor open, and it keeps us in an offensive position that gives us the advantage.
I'm so glad you bring up the pick and rolls. Talk about the importance of setting a screen. You just can't go up there. You need to get up there, headhunt, and really make contact with your guy and hold it. And that's going to really free up. Whether it's Dirk.
Well, you have to be able to cause a reaction with that whole thing. It can't be a flyby as far as the pick and roll is concerned. You have to be able to cause a mismatch. Anytime you have a big on a small setting a pick and roll, you have to be able to now, when you cause that mismatch, it causes the defense now to have the reaction on the weak side. Are they going to help on the double team? Are they going to move forward toward the guard being the person that takes the shot? But the important factor with that is that you've got to be able to do that quickly and fast, and being able to have some options on the weak side.
One of the guys that you mentioned that is back, he's 100%. Of course, we missed him dearly for the first 27 games, 3 months of the season, is Dirk. And it really is incredible. He continues to solidify his legacy that he is one of the all-time greats in the NBA, hitting, you know, a historic night milestone, over 24,000 points and 9,000 rebounds. You've spent a lot of time around him. What is it like to be around Dirk?
Well, something, he's just a great, great person, first and foremost, and everybody needs to understand that. And he's just a fantastic preparer, a hard, hard worker all the way throughout. And he's just a humble person also, too, that you have to make sure that you understand that this guy is a special, special player. He's the best player that's ever played, put on a Maverick uniform. But the important factor is that he denotes winning. Winning is part of his whole fabric, and everybody can see that, and that's why he's able to lead in the way that he does.
And I know, Rolando, you have a special appreciation for just the range that he he has. I mean, you were a part of the league. I mean, just to see a seven-footer out there and consistently knock down. I mean, when he's trailing, he hits that shot.
Very much so. But I played with and against guys like Larry Bird. And it's just an important format to know that a guy so big like Dirk is 7 foot to be able to put the ball on the floor like a guard, to be able to shoot it better than guards all throughout, and to be able to be in the clutch, the mental toughness and strength to show what he can do at the end of the basketball games is just phenomenal. That's why he's just had a great career and shooting such a great percentage all throughout his life.
Well, let's talk about an 8-time All-Star, Vince Carter. This is a guy that's like a fine wine. He just gets better with time. I mean, there's been so many big plays that he has made. I think about that jab step he took against New Orleans, knocked down that three-point shot. And I'm going to tell you, I had no problem with him with the clock winding down, taking that shot in San Antonio. I don't have a problem with that ball going in his hands.
Well, no, of course, because he's an 8-time All-Star and a guy who's proven himself throughout his career. And I think anytime you had a guy like Jet Terry, who left this basketball team, everybody was thinking about who was going to be able to fill that role, coming off the bench, being able to put the points together. But not only the points, but also show leadership during the game and especially at the end of the game, giving this basketball team another person that was a deadly shooter and a person that could bring the games home. And he has shown he's capable of being able to do that in many, many games this year.
Well, you go into the Mavericks locker room. What does it say on the wall? It says, love pressure. He embraces it. In many ways, he's like a mental Kobe Bryant. He wants the rock in his hands when the clock's winding down.
Well, he understands the responsibility. It's not only Dirk getting the double teams and him having the basketball, but it's just important because with O.J. Mayo on the floor, it really does give him an opportunity to show his skills. And, of course, if you've seen it, he can still get on up in the air and put the ball in the hole if given that opportunity also, too. So he still has it going on.
Rolando, I have a little bit of a confession to make. One of my favorite guys on the team is Brandon Wright. He is just continuing to show his upside. He's continuing to improve. The stat that Coach Carlisle wanted him to improve upon was rebounding. And we certainly saw his season best, 23 points and 8 rebounds against a very good Boston team.
Well, he has to make sure that he continues to look inside himself and to make sure that he gets the fervor and the fever to get out there and to compete. That's the most important thing. He's a quiet guy, a very, very nonchalant, very quiet guy and wants to be that way. But the important factor is that he has the talent and skills to be one of the best players on the floor when he gets on there. So the important thing for him is to make sure that he now heightens the intensity, get a little bit more Kevin Garnett in you to being able to get it done, because with that kind of a thing, you can see that he's blocking shots, he can hit shots down low, and he does a very, very good job in making sure that he's part of our big, big defensive scope.
There really is a quiet strength to Brandon Wright, and I have to tell you, I had a chance to visit with him after the Boston win, and I just said, how have you been able to maintain a level of consistency? Because you know this as a player, well, you would know this as a player, but when you get a DNP, I mean, that's frustrating, and you know, two games, three games go by, and you're not playing, and now he's starting. And I said, how have you been able to maintain that? Is it Coach Williams? Are you talking to your college coach? Is it a mentor? Is it an assistant coach? And really what he said, to paraphrase, the source of my strength is my faith. And I have to tell you, Rolando, as a mother of two young sons, that's the kind of role model that I want for my boys to look up to. I think he's tremendous. And I'm going to tell you, it's not just Brandon. We got a locker room full of them. I mean, Mike James, he's very strong in his faith. To see these guys not anemic spiritually, that's very important. It's important to me.
Yeah, it's very, very important. And he has the strength in his faith. And, of course, he's a quiet individual in that way. And the strength exudes and comes out when he's on the basketball floor. But I think it's also the environment of the Dallas Maverick organization, in that the teammates and also everyone around keeps everyone together, keeps everyone flowing forward. Coach Carlisle isn't the easiest person to play for when you're talking about starting lineups, not playing, and all that, but you understand and know that he wants you to do your very best, and the players who are playing well are going to play.
Which is a beautiful segue, because I want to talk about the king of anything. I call him, his moniker is King Carlisle, Coach Carlisle. I mean, there has been so much praise about him that perhaps this might be a season where there were so many challenges. You're putting in, you know, a lot of time and getting half the results. Just his disposition, his honesty, and how he's continuing to get these guys to come together.
What's important about what you're talking about with Coach Carlisle is the honesty part of it. He lets players know exactly where they're understand what they need to do, and in that kind of emotional content that he gives the players, and knowing that, hey, when my coach is talking to me, I'm going to get the truth. That emboldens everybody to understand exactly where they stand. It doesn't leave you in a place where you're wandering around, you don't understand what's happening, and that's very important over an 82-game period. Now, you may not like what he's saying, but the important thing is that it's going to help the team, it's going to give you what you need to do to be on the floor, and it's an important part of the factor of having this team become one, because Dirk was out this year. It put everybody in a situation where they had to do more, put themselves in a place where they could be consistent, and he had the toughest, let me tell you, the toughest coaching job, not to have your very best player out on that basketball court and to go back and forth trying to find combinations that would work. So for me, I love watching his style. I love being watching him coach on the court. I wish I could be out there working in his system. But the opportunity comes from having such a great coach that really knows how to put things together.
And he really has a great sense of humor, too. Don't you think he's a quotable guy? I mean, I know all of his quotes aren't G-rated, but I thought, you know, a defensive pillow fight after the Atlanta game, that was classic. That was like textbook Coach Carlisle.
But when you hear him all the time, you understand that he has that funny bone as far as that's concerned. He can throw a joke on you at any time, so it's a good one.